This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I have a very special guest today. Her name is Calissa Cole Charette. We're going to be talking about how primary caregivers, especially those caring for kids and adults with disabilities or other special needs, can reconnect with themselves, restore clarity to their vision and purpose, and redesign their life to banish burnout, reignite their passions, and reclaim hope. Calissa is the founder and CEO of Bravely Intentional Life, an international best-selling author and creator of the Empowered Mom Blueprint Program. Welcome to the show, Calissa. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Mari. I'm doing great. I'm so excited to be here with you.
I'm so happy to have you. So tell us a little bit about how you came to what you're currently doing.
I would love to share that with you. So 16 years ago, I was in Nashville, Tennessee at the Vanderbilt clinic and got the devastating news that my three-year-old was autistic. And that really changed my life forever. Not because it was, you know, something that he was gone, but it just changed the trajectory of our life. And so for the last 16 years, he and I have been on this journey trying to figure out how to best support each other, grow and learn together. And on that journey, I decided to start helping other families like ours to be able to live the life that they so deeply desire. And so I started out by just helping other families getting through some of the things early in the diagnosis as a friend. Mm-hmm. And then I decided to go back to school after being gone from school for over 20 years and get my master's degree in special education. And I went into public education for 8 years. I was a classroom teacher and then a coach for other teachers, a case manager. And through that time, you know, there was a lot of things I was able to do. But I just felt this deep, burning desire to be able to do more than I could in the venue of public education. There are so many things that you have to make sure you're doing a certain way and only certain things that you can share with families just because of, you know, the nature of public education. And so in 2021, I decided to finish out my contract and launch Bravely Intentional Life so that I could help families more intimately and be able to share with them all the things that I've gone through on my journey with Liam and help them to find hope and help and ways to shorten the time, right, to lead those lives that they really want.
Right.
And so that's what I've been doing for the last couple of years.
That's fantastic. I love that. Could you share with us a little bit about the burnout that you experienced as a primary caregiver for Liam?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. So as you can imagine, 16 years ago, somewhat like today, but not as prevalent was, hey, early intervention, you've got to do all these things and, you know, be all in and make sure that your child is getting this, because if you do this, X is going to happen. And X seemed to be like a miracle, right? And so the first few years after Liam's diagnosis, I just was all in. I thought, okay, if I just go all in, he's going to get all this help. Things are going to just turn around, and once we get to this point that they're talking about, then I can breathe again, and we'll get back to some sort of normal living. Well, that just didn't happen, right? This is an ongoing thing that we live with, we learn to grow through, and yes, early intervention is very important, but another thing that is important is having good balance in your life and remembering not to leave anyone in your family behind just for one. And so through those years, I just became completely burnt out, Mari. I mean, I became a shell of the person I was, and I thought that, you know, when he went to school that that would help, and it did help in some ways, but I looked in the mirror and I didn't even know who I was anymore.
Wow.
I had lost all sense of who I was, what my purpose outside of him was, what my interests were, and it just led me to a really deep, dark place.
Wow. So what do you think would be a first step for a primary caregiver who's going through what you went who's feeling completely burnt out, but wants to be all in, wants to be all there for their child.
So what I talk to many parents about, and what I'd like to share with you, is that the first step is to just really stop, reflect, and reset. You've really got to be honest with yourself and take a look at where you're at right now. And that's what I did. I took a look in the mirror, both literally and figuratively, and really didn't know who I was. And then I had to offer myself compassion, acceptance, and support, and realize that I couldn't be to others what I refused to be for myself. Mm. So for someone who's burned out, you've got to draw that line in the sand for yourself. No one else is going to do that for you. You've got to realize where you're at and if you want to stay there, and you've got to be able to face yourself with clarity. And it's hard. It was not an easy thing for me to do that, but it was the first step for me to be able to get to where I am today. And I'm so grateful that I did that. It was hard, but it was worth it.
Yeah. And it takes a lot of courage. I mean,
it does.
You don't call Bravely Intentional Life. You don't call your company Bravely Intentional Life for no reason. There is a reason for that. There takes a lot of courage to do that. Let's talk a little bit about the authenticity portion of it, because that's what you're speaking of, authenticity, getting back to who you are.
Right. And so when you said that, that's exactly what I thought of, you know, that my company is named Bravely Intentional Life for a reason. And there are four key words that I live my life with that I now share with others. They're courage, intention, connection, and hope. And so authenticity is really having the courage to intentionally be vulnerable and transparent to help others for me, right? That's what authenticity is for me, is to be able to share genuinely with the people I'm trying to have help, honest with myself and where I'm at, and not showing just the pretty stuff, right? Because it's a tough life being a parent of any person that needs extra care, or a caregiver that is caring for someone that needs extra care. And so when I'm authentic with sharing with people, it means that I'm able to kind of discard all these masks we wear, right? And say, hey, this is where I'm at. Like this last month, I shared with my followers on social media about a couple different things that have been really hard in the last month that, you know, normally people just don't want to talk about negative or challenging things. They want it all to be pretty and rosy, but I do that so that people have hope.
Yeah, I like that. It's part of being authentic, and it makes you very vulnerable, which is scary because you're making yourself vulnerable to the world, really, because everything is so open nowadays. But at the same time, it's also part of being able to receive and ask for help. Don't you think that's a big part of it as well?
Yes, for sure. And just really thinking about what I'm putting out is what I'm, you know, looking to receive back. So if I'm putting out authentic, vulnerable, positive hopes and dreams for people, or being a good role model for how to get through challenging times, that's going to come back to me. And so that's what I like to put out there. I really like to spread hope and joy. And I mean, I know that sounds nutty, but, you know, at times that's what people are just really looking for, especially when they're burnt out. They're looking for some type of, this can be better, even through the tough times.
Yeah.
And I found in my life anyway that having shared some of the toughest parts of my journey with people and being vulnerable, it was so hard for me. But then seeing how that helped other people was just amazing to me, that someone that has a brokenness and a story of challenge can be an inspiration to other people through that, because that's real life, right? If I just have this pretty picture and, you know, you're just like, yeah, well, I can't do, you know, that's not me, that's them, that's their pretty life.
Yeah.
My life isn't pretty, but it's fulfilling and it's full of hope.
Yes. And it is pretty at times, but it isn't only pretty. So,
correct, right. You know, yes. It's messy, but it's fun messy.
Yes. Exactly. Love that. That's really great. So what do you think is the main message that you want to bring to the public?
I really want to tell you out there that no matter what you've been through or what you're going through now, there is hope, and you can live the life you so deeply desire and fulfill your mission to the family that you have. But you have to choose to believe it, and you have to choose to act on it. Again, there's no one else that's going to do that for you. You've got to be your own hero first. You've got to put yourself as a priority first because, you can't be for someone else what you refuse to be for yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? And so if you're not taking care of yourself, if you are not in a place where that you're giving from a place of abundance or a place of extra, you're going to just wear out. And eventually, then where are you going to be for the people that you're caring for?
Yes.
I recently had a client that has a son that is high needs on the autism spectrum, and you know he needs 24-hour a day supervision and care, and
wow.
She's a single mom, mm. and she had to go into the hospital. She was there during the day, and then she excused herself because he came home from his day program, and she didn't know what else to do. And I'm like, this isn't the answer that you need. You've got to find a way to make sure that you're taking care of yourself so that you can take care of your son, right?
Yes. Yes. Wow. That's really hard. Yes, because eventually she'll be in the hospital and can't get out of the hospital, won't be able to physically. And then, yeah. Wow. That's pretty
And
serious.
That's the scary part is that, you know, we've come to this place in society where we are able to care for our loved ones at home more. That's, you know, we're not putting people in institutions anymore, and that's awesome. But what mm-hmm. happens if there's no one left to care for them? What's going
right.
to happen? And so it's
right.
so critical, so very critical that we find a good balance. And again, no one in our family is left behind, including ourselves. We can't keep leaving ourselves behind and expect there to be a good outcome.
That's perfect. I love the way you say that. Nobody talks about we can't keep leaving ourselves behind, but we do that. We do that as mothers, even if you don't have special needs kids. I used to do that.
Yes.
You put yourself yes. last, and you give it all day to everybody else, and then you're just there's nothing left. So I just love your message. Very nice. Well, let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Carissa a question or talk to her, the lines will be open. You can call 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Tamara Miller Davis, and I'd like to tell you about my realistic and romantic novel, Despite the Buzz. It is about technology's influence and other timely topics. There are digital wellness resources in the back, as well as book club and discussion questions. The story is a colorful and artful multimedia piece, which serves as commentary on media's influence. Check it out at despitethebuzz.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Carissa Cole-Charette, talking about how primary caregivers, especially those caring for kids and adults with disabilities or other special needs, can reconnect with themselves. So let's talk about your book. You have a new book out, Transforming Your Life. Tell us a little bit about your inspiration for it and what the reader can expect.
So Transforming Your Life is a collaboration I did with a few other people where we really share our stories of how we were in this difficult place, some of the challenges we faced, and how we transformed our life to be living the life that we're living now and being a hope and inspiration to other people who may be on similar journeys. And my part of the book, let me tell you, Mari, this is the most detailed and vulnerable account that I've given of the last 16 years of my life to anyone
wow.
Socially in public ever. So there's a lot of good juicy stuff in there that no one's heard before from me personally. I wanted to share that deep part of my journey so that people could see that there's hope even among your brokenness, right? And yes. So, yeah, go out and get it. It's available on Amazon. And again, it really shares the journey I went through from the moment of diagnosis with Liam mm-hmm. until present day, and how did I get through that? How did I get to that deep, dark place we were talking about earlier? And what things did I do to turn that around and transform my life into the way that I am here today, right?
Yes.
And able to help other people.
Exactly. That sounds lovely. I love that, because when we're going through difficult things, for some reason, we always feel that we're the only one, you know? It's like,
yes.
Why am I going through this? I don't know how to get out of this. This is so difficult and no one understands it. But with a book like that, you can see many of the cases of people who are going to similar or even identical situations as you. So somehow that alone makes us feel better and gives us hope, especially when you see that they are transforming their lives like you did into something better. And so I love that. That's absolutely wonderful. So let's talk a moment about how to get a hold of you and your book.
So the best way to get a hold of me is on my website. It's bravelyintentionallife.com. And you can book in a free session with me, get to know me, see what things I have to offer. You can take a look at my website where you'll find all the different things that I offer and even a link to the book to make it easier. I'd love to connect with you. I love connecting with parents from all around the world and helping them to have the confidence that they can lead that life that they so deeply desire, and they can fulfill their mission to their families while still taking care of themselves, while still having their own passions and things that fulfill them. And that is just sometimes such a foreign thing for people who are caregiving for others, whether that be for someone with special needs or an aging parent or someone that has suffered from some type of medical emergency and caused their life to be changed forever.
Yes.
You can lead that life. You just need a little bit of hope and a little bit of inspiration. And that's what I'm here for, because, you know, I was that person and I really needed me 16 years ago. And there just really wasn't a lot out there for parents.
Right.
Now there's a lot more that helps parents know what to do for your child if they're diagnosed with certain things, how to get help, where to get help. But Mari, there still is not a lot of help for us as parents. How do we navigate this journey? How do we make sure we don't lose ourselves? How do we make sure that we're prepared for what's ahead? Because the journey changes over time, but it's always there. With my son, barring a miracle, he's going to be my roommate as long as I can care for him personally. He's going to need lifelong care from someone. So how do I prepare for that? How do I make sure that I'm not lost in all of that? And that my life just becomes caregiving. We are not created to just be caring for other people without worrying about ourselves. And so I love connecting with people. Again, you can just go to my website, bravelyintentionallife.com.
Fantastic. And you can link from it right here. It's right here on the blog talk. And you can just link right into there. And you also have created something called the Empowered Mom Blueprint Program. I love the name of that. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
I love that program. It's based upon the four words that I told you of going through a 16-week journey of learning to live with courage, learning to live with intention, learning to live with connection, and learning to live with hope, and really giving moms that are caregivers a great foundation for how to set your life up in a way that is going to help you move forward, you know, to go from being stuck to unstoppable, from frozen to fearless, really helping you to have that vision for your future and then how to get there with simple, practical, easy ways to implement into your life. Again, it's a 16-week program. It's delivered digitally, so you can do it at your pace to some degree, and I've broken it down into chunks that are manageable because mm-hmm. I've been and continue to be a mom that is caregiving for someone else. And so
right.
it needs to be manageable and easy to do. And so I've made it that way so that it can reach a wider range of people. And then during that 16 weeks, you have opportunities to attend Q&A sessions and get your own personal coaching included with that. So, again, built upon all the concepts that I use in my life now and built upon all the experiences, the ups and downs, the trial and error I had to go through, why should mm-hmm. you have to go through all that for 16 years? Let me help you.
Yeah. That's really good. I love that. Why, it's part of what I do too. Why do you have to go through all that trial and error and through all those things? If I learn them, I'll impart them to you. That's perfect. I love that. So is there one last thing, Carissa, that you'd like to say to a listener today, something that's deeply on your heart?
Yeah, so if you're out there and you're living with exhaustion and discouragement and loneliness and chaos and defeat, trying to care for someone else, or just being a parent. Sometimes just being a parent is really difficult. You know,
mm-hmm.
I want to tell you that I see you. I was you. And there is hope. There is hope for you. And I want to be able to share that hope with you and help you to find that hope for yourself. Don't give up, because you were meant for a great purpose. And we just need to help you get reconnected with yourself and figure out how to live in that purpose. And it's possible. If I can do it with all of the things that I was faced with over the last 16 years, you can do it. And I'm here to help you.
Love it. It's beautiful. Thank you, Carissa. So let me ask you to talk a little bit about intention, because that's, when you said that, it kind of hit my spirit, and it's still doing so. So how did you learn about intentions and setting intentions, and what did it do for your life?
That is such a key, Mari, in this whole process. Just like, again, the name of my company, Bravely Intentional, first it takes courage, right? You have mm-hmm. to be willing to face where you're at. But the second thing it takes is intention. We as parents, and especially as parents caregiving for people who need extra help,
mm-hmm.
are often just living in the moment. We're just trying to survive. We're just trying to get through this hour, this day, this week, and we're often just stuck in this cyclone and cycle of just doing things over and over and getting more and more exhausted. And it doesn't feel like there's a way that we can change that, but we have to be intentional about what we're doing. And at the front side of that, sometimes it does take a little bit more effort. But I can mm-hmm. promise you that if you can create a vision and then set intentions to go with that vision and do things more intentionally over time, it is going to make your life so much easier, so much easier. So one whole part of my program, one whole module is just about being intentional with how you do things in your family. What are some tips and tricks that can really help you by setting those intentions and setting out specific routines, expectations, things that you do in a certain way that mm-hmm. it will help you in the long run to make your life easier. When we're just, you know, running around in chaos, that's mm-hmm. what we invite. But when we yeah. stop and make the intention, we're able to move beyond simply chaos to finding that path to the life we so deeply desire.
Mm. I love that. It's so true. I found that in my life. So what would you say to someone who says, who has the time to even sit down and set things, you know, intentions, and how does one carve out that time?
You do it a little bit at a time, right? If you think that 30 minutes a day is just too much, what about 5 minutes? Can you start with five? Can you lock yourself in your bathroom for 5 minutes or somewhere and be able to start that journey? Anything in life that's worth having takes some effort and intention. Do you want to keep being in the chaos that you're in the defeat you're in the loneliness you're in? If you don't want that, you've got to start somewhere. Start with 5 minutes. Start with 5 minutes of learning to reconnect with yourself. It doesn't have to be big things. It's making the effort to start changing up what you're doing so that you can see a different result.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that, because it doesn't seem like 5 minutes of anything would be helpful at all, but it's not true. I remember when I first joined, I had joined a writer's group years ago, and I remember the person who led it said, set an intention to write 5 minutes a day. Now, that doesn't sound like much at all. He says, but every day sit down and write for 5 minutes, and at least 5 minutes, right? And so what happens is you set your intention for 5 minutes. You may write 5, 10 minutes. You might write an hour. It depends on how much time you have. But those little 5 minute increments, like you said before, do add up. Thank you so much. That was really wonderful. Is there anything else you'd like to say? We have about just under 4 minutes.
Again, I just like to encourage those of you out there, you know, I see you. I may not know exactly what you're going through, but I've been in similar shoes. And I just really want to encourage you to stop and think about, are you willing to lead the rest of your life the way you are right now? And if you're happy with that or you're satisfied, that's awesome. But if you were like me and you're looking in the mirror and you're like, I don't know how I'm going to do this for the next 40 years like this, then I just really encourage you to take a step of courage and do something that helps you, and in helping you is going to help the people that you love. A lot of times as moms, we're always trying to give to everybody else, and that's very noble. But we have to be giving from a place where we have enough to give. And when we're not making priority, we're just depleting the stores we have. And I've talked to so many parents, especially when I worked in middle school, that, you know, their kids were, and in the high school level too, up to 18, and they were exhausted and just burnt out. Like, I don't know how I'm going to keep doing this. And I'm like, your child's only, you know, 12 to 18 years old. You've got a long ways to go. And so I want you to start thinking about your future and what legacy you want to leave for your family. Because it's critical. One of the things that, why I believe so firmly about that is that I lost my mom at a young age. I lost her to a very serious brain injury when I was 21. And you know why that happened? Was because she was giving to everybody else and didn't take care of herself and let some things go. And she ended up having a huge brain aneurysm that took her from us for the, you know, the balance of her physical life. She was no longer mom. And that came because she put everyone else first, which was noble, right? I mean, I appreciate that, but I would have rather had my mom for the last 30 years.
Yes, of course.
So think about that, moms out there. What legacy do you want to leave for your kids? Do you want to be in their lives? And how do you ensure that you're there to be able to see all those moments in their lives and to be a part of that?
Wow, that's really powerful, Carissa. Thank you so much, and thank you so much for being on the show today. And thank you for listening in today. I want to remind you that this is a live show, but they're creating a replay as we speak, and so it will be available right after. So if you know people who are caretakers, whether it be of children, adults, or people who are ill, please pass this on. And make sure you listen to us next time on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.